Ours to Protect, brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined on Ours to Protect today by Jeanette O'Brien, Climate Action Coordinator with Carlow County Council. Jeanette, Happy New Year and welcome along to the first in our 2024 series of Ours to Protect.
Happy New Year to you too, Esna, and thanks a million for inviting me on and having the opportunity to have a chat with people about all things environment and all things climate, just starting off into the new year.
I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, Jeanette. And speaking of Christmas, we're going to focus today on recycling and how we can best dispose of all of those bits and pieces that we gathered over the holidays.
Okay, well, I suppose there's a couple of things then we could chat about. So I suppose we're all looking now at taking down the Christmas tree and tidying up after the Christmas as we're back to normal and back to work. And so we'll start there in the household. So don't forget that Powerstown Civic Community site opened up again on the 2nd and they're back to normal working hours and they're accepting your old Christmas tree. Now, they have to be the live Christmas trees, so you can bring that out there to Powerstown for free. And what happens with that is that's either turned into compost or else it's turned into wood chips for future use. So you're supporting the circular economy and doing a bit for climate change. But even when you're taking down your tree, so taking down your decorations, think about we use electronics, anything with a plug or a battery. So those lights that stopped working over Christmas on the Christmas tree are outside. You can dispose of them for free. You know, anything with the plug or the battery. So even if you had one of those flashy Christmas jumpers, I've seen more and more of them this year with flashy lights on them, the lights stop working. Even though it's a textile, they're actually re too because there's a plug or a battery inside of them. And how many batteries have you accumulated? Anybody that has smallies from those banging, noisy toys that everybody insists on buying our small kids for Christmas, leaving behind them and walking away. So all of your batteries as well, you can bring them to Powerstown when you're bringing out your Christmas tree and it'll cost you absolutely nothing to do that. You know, make sure then that all the wrapping paper, all of those kind of things that you pop them clean, dry and loose into your recycling bin. And the other thing is, speaking of bins, there's great news for households in rural areas. From the 1st of January 2024, the legislation has taken effect that now, no matter where you are in Ireland, if you have an authorised waste collector, you're now entitled to a brown bin. So that's great news. You know, when the segregation of waste bylaws came in nationally a couple of years ago, a lot of people in rural areas were actually looking for their brown bin and wanted to play their part in the segregation of waste. But there will be a little period of time given to the waste collectors just to be able to put all the necessary operations in place and to be able to get those brown bins out to more and more households.
What do householders need to do? Do we need to do anything? Do we need to contact our waste providers and ask about those brown bins? Or are they something that are just going to come to us?
Legally, they probably should just pop at your door. You know, you should, all of a sudden there should be a brown bin as part of your waste collection service. However, I would advise people, you know, that are in rural areas to ring your local waste collector. And again, I'm going back to your authorised waste collector. So make sure, first of all, that you're always using an authorised waste collector. That means somebody that has a licence to collect your waste. Give them a ring and let them know, hey, I heard the legislation has changed. I'm delighted. I can't wait to use my brown bin. When am I going to have it in place?
Brilliant. Tell us, what kind of things can we put into our brown bins?
For years, we have been doing our home composting. And we all know that in our home composting, we can only put things like your potato peels or the grass cutting into it. The beauty of the brown bin, the household food waste, you can put raw food and you can put your cooked foods in. So if you have had your turkey over Christmas and you've mulched them all down and you've made your stews and you've used everything and you're down to the bare bones, they can actually go into your brown bin, your waste collection brown bin. You can also put things like your grass cuttings, your leaf cuttings. Organic waste, it's for organic waste, and anything, so we'll say that was alive at some stage, can go into that bin. And there's lots of that great information about what you can use and what you can put in and how to reduce the waste so it doesn't have to go to the bin at mywaste.ie. And Ethna, people often wonder, like, you know, why are we segregating the waste? What happens with the materials from the brown bin? So what we consider the waste product in our own cooked or raw foods. So they're actually sent to for composting, or else they go for anaerobic digestion in Ireland. So, you know, anaerobic digestion processes food waste into a biogas, which is then in turn used to generate electricity. So what we're doing is, like, what we consider a waste product, we're putting back into the circular economy. We're preserving, having to mine raw materials and looking after the environment, looking after the climate that way by doing something as simple as getting your brown bin and segregating your food waste.
Fantastic initiative. I have to say it's something I'm really excited about. This is certainly going to make a huge difference to be able to put all of that cooked raw waste and have it, as you say, become part of the circular economy. Fantastic initiative.
Well, if I can just add there, so not everybody has a waste collection service, and people often ring and say, look, we can't get a waste collection service in our area, you know, and just to say the local authorities cannot enforce any waste collector to go into a certain area. But the other option you have is often to use your civic community sites, and Powerstown, as the one in Kilkenny, are great sites. And even when you come to Powerstown, so if you don't have a brown bin, or if you're not entitled to a brown bin, or you don't have a waste collection service, you can actually bring your food waste to Powerstown. So you can still support circular economy, even if you don't have a waste collection service that comes to your door.
Fantastic information, Jeanette O'Brien, Climate Action Coordinator there in Carlow County Council. As always, listen, thank you so much for all of your help and all of the wonderful work you do. Looking forward to hearing loads more about all of the exciting projects you have coming on stream for 2024. So keep us informed here on Ours to Protect, and we'll be back to chat to you soon.
Esma, thanks a million. And just to say, here in Carlow, our Climate Action Plan is going before full council this month for adoption. So we can get our local authority climate action plan adopted with our members. We'll have lots of exciting projects to talk to you about after that, rolling out around the county.
Brilliant. Can't wait.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.